We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're learning more about how Buffalo schools handled distance learning in the spring. Jim Heaney joining us live with our nonprofit partners at investigativepost.org. Jim, what did you find out as you look back into the remote learning?
Well, a couple of things. It doesn't appear to have gone very well. And secondly, the district really doesn't want to talk about it. I've had a very difficult time getting any kind of concrete information out of the school district at all. Information requests I submitted under the state Freedom of Information Law were ignored. Eventually, when we threatened to sue, they responded by saying that most of what I asked for, that information was not available. Basic information like what percentage of students were actually participating in distance learning, what percentage of teachers were, how much time a day were they spending on instruction, were kids learning. Those are all questions that the district refused to answer. So I wound up talking to teachers and parents, parent leaders, and the picture they painted was district didn't do much to help teachers prepare for this transition. A lot of kids did not have either internet access or laptops or other learning devices. And that depending on the teacher, either most of the kids participated in online classes or very few did.
You know, Jim, it sounds like what you heard from teachers is what a lot of people have heard, and that is they've either A, worked as hard as they ever have in their life, B, not worked nearly as hard as they usually do, and combined with the both of them, either way, made less of an impact as they do in a typical school year.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I think in Buffalo, that's of a particular concern because only about a quarter of the kids test at proficient levels in math and reading and language. So you've got kids, for the most part, who are already struggling academically. And then basically for the last 3 months of the school year, they're at best getting inferior instruction, in some cases not getting any at all. And so those kids are that much further behind.
Jim, I don't know if it's widely known, though, but students really didn't have to participate remotely because they were given the grade that they had in March, right?
Yeah, yeah. And teachers said that in some cases that was a disincentive for kids to actually participate. So, you know, a kid could have not signed on once, not done any work the last 3 months of the school year. And there was no consequence for that. Now, it's worth noting that a lot of kids started out the balance of the school year in March without online access. So some of them had great difficulty even participating, like in large numbers initially. The district doesn't appear to have handled this well at all during, you know, the actual education process. And again, the stonewalling and the refusal to answer questions about what transpired is just inexcusable. The district spends, you know, $80-90 million a month of taxpayer money, and the public is due some transparency over how that money is spent.
Right. Jim, we appreciate the time this morning. Jim Heaney with our nonprofit partners at investigativepost.org.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.